You're listening to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, the minister of story here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you've been joining us the last few weeks, you know that we're in a special season we call In His Steps, and today we have a treat for you. Each day this week, our pastor emeritus, John Ed Matheson, is sharing a story from the past about a member who felt called to serve in a particularly impacting way in the Fraser family. We hope these stories serve as a challenge for you as you think about where you might serve Christ in new and creative ways. Here's John Ed.
Hi, I'm John Ed Matheson. I want to thank you for this opportunity to share in these devotions with you about serving. That's the heart of what Fraser is really about. And when everybody starts serving, you just move forward. Let me give you a quote. A nice big boat, a ship, is safe when it stays in the harbor. But that wasn't what it was built for. Now, you might say, well, hey, I feel much safer if I just stay in the harbor. That's not what you're built for. God has built you to go out from the harbor and take a risk and begin to serve, and all of a sudden, you'll get the greatest blessing out of it. Let me just tell you about an example of a man. His name was Jerry Kemp. The Joel Committee here said that we ought to someday look at television. And nobody thought that would ever come to pass. They said, that'll never happen. All of a sudden, an opportunity came. And guess who volunteered? Jerry Kemp, to just help serve in that television ministry. It was on, we would have a worship service, and as soon as it was over, somebody had to get in a car and drive fast to the TV station and then put it on in just a few minutes. That's the way we started. And then WSFA asked us to be on, and we went there. And then all of a sudden, a nationwide Acts Network, they said, we'd like to do a couple of programs with you. We only have Baptists on our network, but we like what we've heard and seen. Send us four tapes of your worship services on four successive Tuesday nights. We're going to feature Great Churches of America, and we want you all to be on there. Well, guess who prepared those? Jerry Kemp. That was his volunteer position. And then some others who volunteered to come along, and we were on that Acts Network for four Tuesday nights, and then they said, hey, would you like to be on every Sunday? And we did. And all of a sudden, from the volunteering of one man, Jerry Kemp, and his wife Judy, and some other volunteers, that ministry began to grow and grow and grow, till not only were we on in the Montgomery area, and as far as WSFA goes, we all of a sudden became nationwide. And then from that, some man in New York saw it and said, hey, I've got an inroad to television in Russia. I'll be glad to have it translated into Russian and put your service on in St. Petersburg on Sunday morning. And we said, will anybody watch it? He said, well, there are two stations in St. Petersburg, and most of the year it's snowy and icy, and people don't get out on Sundays. So you got a 50% chance of somebody in St. Petersburg, they're going to watch something. And God opened that door, and then others. Can I say to you that when you volunteer to do something, don't limit God as to what He can do. It can go on and out and out. Now, let me tell you what happened in the television ministry. We had to build a studio. Jerry became a part-time and then a full-time employee. And all of a sudden, television became a mighty force in the life of this church 30 years ago. And at that time, television, you didn't have the internet. You didn't have all of the other ways of streaming. It was the way to reach people in that day. And all of a sudden, amazing things happened. Let me ask you. What is God calling you to do? Where does He want you to serve? What does He want you to do? You weren't built to just sit and soak. You were built to go out and serve. Now find a place, ask for God's direction, commit yourself to doing it, and then go into it 100%. And hey, don't be surprised if God does something miraculous with where you volunteer. and I pray God's richest blessings upon you.